Hi, everyone. Bring it all in here. It's Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. Dave Spadaro, Bo Wolf, a walkthrough for the players at the NovaCare Complex today. But we got things up and running here on Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. Lots going on for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Absolutely. And we were waiting for the Eagles to get to that 75-man roster limit today. They move forward in the second-team offensive line with David Molk as the backup center. The performance of the second-team offensive line has been really one of the positive stories of training camp here for the Eagles. Julian Vandervelde is suffering that back injury earlier in camp, and so the Eagles move forward to Thursday night, and then beyond that, the Saturday is cut down to 53. Those are the tough decisions.
Yeah, some nervous times for players and unhappy times for coaches and personnel. It's very difficult to tell somebody who's been working here for so many months every day so hard that their service is no longer needed. But that's the reality of the NFL, the business side of things. Anyway, Eagles getting ready for preseason game number 4, the finale on Thursday night against the Jets. It's a 7 o'clock kickoff. The Eagles playing the New York Jets, led by, for a while anyway, quarterback Michael Vick.
That's right. We'll get to see him. He'll be back in Lincoln Financial Field. I think he'll get a warm reception from the fans,
sure,
the Eagles fans. And unfortunately, we will not see Mark Sanchez going up against his former team, but we will get to see Matt Barkley lead this team for an extended period of time, I think. So looking forward to that.
Well, let's see what the very latest is happening with this Philadelphia Eagles football team. We go out to the practice field where Chris McPherson has the very latest.
Thanks, guys. With Julian Vandervelde being waived with an injury settlement on Tuesday to get to the 75-man limit, that means David Molk has won the backup center job behind Jason Kelce. Molk was out of football in 2013, but the former San Diego Charger has revived his career with the Eagles.
We're a big zone team, and zone means more athletic, more fast-paced, and also because of how fast we go on offense, it's better to be a well-conditioned athlete, quick, fast, strong, and not necessarily massive. So that's kind of me to a T. I'm short, strong, I'm light, fairly light for people in my position, but I'm quick and fast and can move, and it's perfect.
It was hard for the Eagles to get to the 75-man roster limit. As Chip Kelly explains, it's going to be even harder to get to the 53-man limit by Saturday's 4 p.m. deadline.
I mean, obviously, when every guy that's here that's part of the 90-man roster, that, you know, their lifelong dream is to be an NFL football player, and then to be the one that has to tell them that it's not going to happen here is difficult. And it's something that it's inevitable. You have to go from 90 to 75 and from 75 to 53. And it's part of the job, but it's not a fun part of the job.
One of the main positions to watch on Thursday night against the Jets is running back, where the depth chart still has to be sorted out behind starter LeSean McCoy and backup Darren Sproles. We're going to hear from Henry Josie, the rookie free agent who has shined this preseason, and also Chris Polk, who hopes to play after missing the first 3 preseason games with a hamstring injury.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you want to keep getting better, and that's something that these coaches preach every day, is getting better. And it's something I feel like I can just keep doing. I mean, you have to improve. And I have Darren Sproles, I have Shady, who are two great guys to follow and lead by example. And that's just something I try to do, stay around those guys and just see what they're doing, seeing how they're taking care of their bodies, and just learn from them, like, so I can be able to be as explosive as they've been all these years.
But you'll definitely be out there on Thursday night, though. I think that's the big question.
No, I can't guarantee anything. You know, what's to see? You just got to play it smart because, you know, hamstrings are tricky. You don't want to go out there, you know, and just, you know, turn a couple of weeks to a few months. So, yeah, I think I'll make a decision Thursday.
And again, you can see the Jets play the Eagles this Thursday night at 7 p.m. The game will be aired locally on 6ABC, but also can be viewed nationally on the NFL Network. We're going to send it back inside the studio for more on Inside Training Camp with Dave and Bo.
Well, Dave, with all the talk about what the Eagles are going to do at the kicker position, we do know what they're going to do at the punter position, where Donnie Longball is set for another big year with the Eagles.
Yeah, Donnie Jones, just a terrific 2013 season for this football team. The Eagles making sure to take care of Donnie Jones early in free agency, a 3-year contract. He's been just terrific in limited action in this preseason. And when we return to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity, I go one-on-one with Donnie Football.
Section 512, row 6, seats 7 through 10. Those are our seats.
At this one time we can't be there, please treat them right.
To get there early, stay late, and yell a whole lot.
Dress warm, gloves, hats, warm boots.
Eric sits in the middle. Uncle Paul sits on the aisle.
And if you want to sit in my seat, make sure you get your ticket from the only place the fan can trust.
Buy and sell 100% verified, authentic tickets with other true fans. Only on NFL Ticket Exchange. Tickets from one fan to another.
the world-famous fries you love, plus a shake of three new flavors you add. Introducing McDonald's Shake and Flavor Fries. Shake up something new to love at McDonald's.
Daydreaming again?
Oh, yeah.
About your dream car?
Yeah.
Black with red stripes. Cool.
How do you know?
You've been staring at that new instant game from the Pennsylvania Lottery.
Yep. Muscle Car Money. I could win up to $100,000. Or Dodge Challenger RT Classic.
Want to see your dreams come to life? You could scratch your way to instant winning today.
Fuzzy dice. Nice.
The Pennsylvania Lottery. Bring your dreams to life.
Hello and welcome inside the studio here. Dave Spadaro along with the punter, Donnie Jones, who's just so lonely in the preseason. 9 kicks, 45 yards and 45.7 yards. But really, I mean, the offense is averaging 31 points a game going up and down. How do you stay sharp?
I love it.
Yeah.
I love to see that. I have no problem getting paid to hold.
But, but how do you stay sharp?
You just got to stay focused on the sideline. I always do. I mean, you know, obviously I'm kind of in my own little world on the sideline, doing my drops, going through my routine, and you just do. And then when your number's called, you know, sometimes you might only have one kick in a game like we did against New England. Just have to always be ready.
It's interesting because doing the sideline reporting during the preseason games, watching you on the sidelines, it is truly walking back and forth, dropping, working on your hold, and watching the football game up on the video boards.
That's it.
Yeah. So are you thinking, are you visualizing kicks, Donnie? I mean, or are you relaxing your mind during that time?
Yeah, you try to, you know, really the game's kind of the least thing on my mind because you don't want to really get caught up in all the excitement, what's going on. I just want to kind of try to stay real mellow. You know, obviously punting and kicking is a, you know, specialized kind of, you know, thing. So, you know, just really, you know, hey, focusing on, hey, where are we at on the field? Is this going to be plus 50? Are we backed up? You know, what situation are we in? What's the, you know, maybe look at the clock. What's the time, you know, like? Just all kind of different things run through your head. But just try to stay alert, try to stay focused, and be ready, you know, whenever it's time to go.
How perfect is being a Philadelphia Eagle for you? It's been a wonderful experience, hasn't it?
Yeah, it really is. You know, the city of Philadelphia is awesome. The fan support is great. And, you know, Coach Kelly's awesome. I love playing for him. Dave Phipp, you know, best special teams coach I've had. So a lot of positive things, you know, with the organization, Mr. Lurie, just – you know, open arms, basically everything you guys need to be successful. So really glad the way things worked out for me and then ended up here in Philadelphia.
What's been, Donnie, the key? I mean, for a young kid out there and you see all these, Brad Wing kicking for the Steelers on Thursday night, you kind of made me flash back to last summer. What is the key to success for a long period of time in this league?
I think several things. Obviously, first and foremost, you have to be good. You have to be talented. You know, you have to perform. You have to stay healthy. And I think you have to have breaks. You have to be lucky. So, you know, I think back to the course of my career, I've had several breaks where I could have easily been out of the league. And, you know, most recently, just before last season. So, you know, just have to always work hard, you know, always be ready to go. And whenever you get an opportunity, you know, as you mentioned, Brad Wing, he's got a phenomenal opportunity right now with a team. And when you get that opportunity, you have to make the most of it. You know, obviously it's harder as a rookie. You don't have the game film as a 10-year veteran. So basically preseason's huge for you. Training camp's huge. So whereas, you know, maybe a guy with 10 years is just re-signed, you're using it as a tune-up to get ready to go for the season. So, yeah, all those things I think are really important and the keys to, you know, playing a long time.
Is there any situation that you would like to experience Thursday night that you haven't experienced in 3 preseason games before you get to the regular season?
Not really so much. I mean, I think throughout the course of my career, I've just about experienced everything good and bad that you could possibly go through. You know, this past year added a major snow game to the list.
Right.
That was one thing I've never done in my career. But really just kind of that's your final tune-up. You know, hey, get in the game, hit some punts, feel confident going into week one.
Is there a most, and I lack the term probably, but definitive term, frightening moment? Is it backed up into your own end zone, all out blitz coming, and you got to get the football out?
You know, yeah, I would say just going back to last year, the Dallas game, the last punt of that game was really nerve-wracking for me, probably the most nerve-wracking punt of my career. The Washington game last year when we were, I think it was on the 26-yard line, obviously, and we had a, I think we were out by eight.
Yep.
Yeah, those are nerve-wracking moments, obviously, because, you know, everybody's watching you. And you hit a bad punt, you know, it's going to set the other team up nicely. So, you know, I think, you know, one thing for me was going through that now, I can kind of look back on it and use that, you know, if there's times where, hey, maybe you do get a little nervous. Because I think it's only natural to be nervous, you know, with the job that we have. And being in those experiences and being successful, you know, really helps you, I think, mentally. But some games I'm fine, man. Some games I feel really good. Other games, for some reason, I get real nervous. I don't know why. I guess just part of being human.
Donnie, you took care of business with the Eagles, you know, early, got the contract. Did you do anything cool in the offseason leading into training camp here?
Yeah, we actually had some issues at our house. We had a few slab leaks. So we actually had to rip up all our floors and replace our entire all the hardwood floors on the first level of our house. So we were basically out of the house for a month. So we went to the beach. We took our kids to the beach for just about 3 weeks. And then right before I came up here, actually, we went on a swamp tour with a couple of the guys, Joe and Chris. Right?
Yeah.
Came down and...
from Eagles Television.
I was born and raised in Louisiana. I've never been on a swamp tour. Mm-hmm. So it was actually, really interesting thing to do. And my wife wasn't too thrilled about it, but she actually left... our guide was really knowledgeable, knew a whole lot. And it was almost like, you know, you were back in school again, but this guy was just teaching us, you know, basically all the stuff about the swamp, the alligators, things that had no clue.
Oh.
So it was really cool, man. We had a great time, and, you know, our kids had a blast, and we did that, and then basically the break went by real quick.
Yeah, and here we are.
Get to work.
One more to go. All right. Donnie, thanks, man.
Thanks,
Donnie,
man.
Jones, Pro Bowl this year, right? Donnie Jones, punter.
I just want to have a great season, man. I want to see the Eagles in the Super Bowl.
That's what we all want to see.
Not worry too much about the Pro Bowl. Super Bowl would be a lot better.
Good answer. Donnie Jones, thank you for joining us so much here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Lots of people know that solar power is a good idea, but not everyone knows there are lots of reasons why solar makes so much sense right now. The good news? NRG is the company with experience in everything from building the most advanced solar thermal facility of its kind, to powering football stadiums with solar, and to bringing solar power to homes just like yours. Visit nrghomesolar.com to find out how to get started with solar power today and make a brighter future tomorrow.
The tournament is there. You're here. And before you take the team's star midfielder from here to there, along with his entourage, you have some things to do, like finding a place to stay, getting an oil change, mapping out the best route. Yes. Are we there yet? No. Roadside assistance? Not today, but always on call. So wherever your journey takes you, AAA helps you get there. So everyone's a winner. Start your journey at AAA.com.
At Lincoln Financial, we believe you're the boss of your life, the chief life officer. In charge of creating memories, planning futures, and keeping promises. Ask your financial advisor how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future. Life, income, retirement, group benefits, and advice. Lincoln Financial, you're in charge.
As you get ready for this season, stop by your local Acme Markets and make a charitable donation of $1 or more. When you do, you'll receive an Eagles keychain schedule. Proceeds will be donated to local charities, including Eagles Youth Partnership. We welcome you back to Inside Training Camp, presented by Xfinity. Dave Spadaro, Bo Wolf, the Eagles high on the offensive line, and it all starts on the left side. Jason Peters is a pretty good player.
No question about it. And I've been talking to Jason Peters over the past couple of days about how much he cares about his legacy. Does he think he's a Hall of Famer? He says no, but he says the one thing he does care about is getting that title. And that's why you see him every day after practice working with guys like Marcus Smith or backup offensive lineman like Kevin Graff, trying to make sure that this team is ready for the stretch run.
Well, he is certainly ready for a little treatment from Melissa Kelly. Jason Peters in focus today.
For 5 years, offensive tackle Jason Peters has provided both leadership and heart to the Eagles offense. Going into his 11th year in the NFL, he has put together a staggering resume. He is a 6-time Pro Bowler and 5-time All-Pro offensive lineman and is right behind Chuck Bednarik with the most Pro Bowl nominations by an offensive lineman in team history. In 123 games, he has started in 113 of them, and offensive guard Evan Mathis has been there right by his side along the way.
He is very, very blessed genetically, has amazing athletic talents, especially for someone of that stature. He's very competitive in nature, and people like that usually rise to the top.
Offensive tackle Alan Barber says that he views Peters as someone to model his game after.
You know, he'll hunt somebody up and he'll go get him. He goes hard, and I love that about him. I mean, that's inspiring, you know, to come in, watch a guy like that. You know, it's something you can look up to and focus your game on, some things you can do, improve yourself.
Peters skipped the Pro Bowl last year due to a finger fracture, but offensive line coach Jeff Stoutland assures that he is back better than ever and never missed a beat.
From my standpoint, you would not have even known that he was injured. He never missed any training sessions. He was always in the training room taking care of himself. I never questioned once that he could never become an All-Pro player once again. This guy is an incredible athlete.
The final preseason game is just 2 days away, where the Eagles will take on the New York Jets at Lincoln Financial Field. The game can be seen locally on 6ABC or nationally on NFL Network at 7 p.m. That's all for Player in Focus. Now back to you guys in the studio.
Good stuff, as always, Melissa. And we turn now to the defensive side of the ball, where one of the emerging playmakers on this team remains Brandon Boykin.
Yeah, Brandon Boykin, tremendous player in the slot last year. 6 interceptions, the big breakout season for him. Well, what's ahead for Boykin? Well, he really cares more about what's ahead for the defense, which is fueled, he says, by a great confidence in each other.
We're moving at a really fast rate right now. We feel confident that we can play at a game speed with chaos going around us. So I think last week, game 3, where you saw kind of the ones stay in there for a good amount of time and, really be calm under pressure is what you're going to get.
We are back tomorrow at 5 o'clock. We look ahead to the preseason finale against the New York Jets. Some things to look for as the Eagles make their final evaluations in this game. Your positions to watch.
Well, it's got to be quarterback. I want to see what Matt Barkley does, and then it's running back, because there are going to be some very tough decisions for how they're going to cut down those guys. Is it going to be 3 running backs, 4 running backs? Could it even be 5? I want to see what those guys do.
So it should be interesting as we get closer to the preseason finale against the New York Jets. We thank you so much for joining us today on Inside Training Camp, presented by Xfinity. For Bo Wolf, I'm Dave Spadaro. Have yourselves a great Eagles day.